It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I take vitamins and that's it. I don't shit. I'm just washing my hands because I have vitamins on them. Goodbye.
Matt.
Why don't you just shake like a leaf and get out of here?
Steve.
If the dude is going to fucking fuck me in the ass, it's not going to be 75, right?
And Vaughn.
Tell it like it's like the communist. Tell it like communism. Slowly and softly.
What?
Well, that's how it got out, baby.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Sick to death
of
trying to please you, you fucking
cunt! Hey, you! Hey, your damn hands off!
I got
him!
Not even supposed to.
Hey, what?
Incomplete!
Heineken!
Snap your head off.
Yeah!
Hit me in the butt! Your phone, dingle, dongle, dingle.
Watch your ears. I hated the Colonel with his own.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
I'm picking up a vessel of unknown origin.
You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think?
Heineken, fuck that shit. I don't know what we're yelling about.
We are on tape delay tonight. Tape delay!
Thank you, Chris. Delay!
Tape delay! Hey, everybody.
Hi!
Lauren, you want to get that away from your pussy and say hello?
Wow.
Tape delay!
I don't know where anyone is on here.
Whoops.
If you hear this in the archives at some point, whenever Derek decides to post it, we are not live tonight.
Nah, I guess not.
Not at the moment.
Because there must be a Ranger game or something, because Chris is nowhere to be found.
Or we're fired because we can't even get on the chat.
Really?
They changed the password.
Well, he usually sends an email, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, they were scrats, well, but if you're listening to this, you probably already know that.
Yeah, the guy from Texas, thank you.
I'm Derek. With me is Ace Matthew. Snail Man Yawn.
Yeah.
It sounds like cramp.
We are still recording from the bunker.
From the bunker?
Well, this it's like a fucking bunker, dude.
From the Archie!
Oh,
no,
I'm here too.
No offense, Lauren.
I'm here too,
buddy. Hi, Lauren.
Horn Lauren is here, gaping that wide, everybody.
Wow. Vaughn, as I said earlier, Vaughn took the
honesty pills.
The honesty pill.
Dude, I'm whatever. I'm pissed.
I was taping, by the way, all that shit he was
awesome.
Saying.
I can't wait to hear it.
That's going to be a new promo.
Nice.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't give a shit, dude. I can't care.
So, what happened? You getting a fight with your chick?
Dude. Yeah.
I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah, it's not live. I can talk about it.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Oh, it's not going to be edited out either, so.
Nah, fuck, you're right. He doesn't edit shit.
No, I'll edit it if you want to.
Bullshit, yeah, sure. You won't.
Whatever.
No, you're good.
No, I've been dating this chick for 2 months, right?
Yeah.
And like,
has it been that long already?
Yeah, dude, 2 months.
Really?
2 months.
Wow.
This shit's gonna be a fucking mess, and I'm already sweating like a fucking.
You really are.
You are drunk.
I got 2 pints in me. I'm fucking.
Really?
I'm kind of buzzed. Oh.
Holy shit! Wow, it came through the freaking mics and everything. I heard that like. Matt almost fell over.
So what were you saying, Vaughn?
Besides that, what? Rip. Holy shit, I think you ripped your pants with that
I
one.
I think so.
Check your underwear when you get done with this.
It's 2 months, huh?
2 months, yeah.
Already trouble in paradise?
Nah, she's already kind of like wrecked plans twice. You know, like
twice?
Once.
Wrecked
was,
or
we
ended?
We were supposed to go to like the movies one night, and she slept.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're supposed to go like at 6. She slept till 8.
Couldn't get a hold of her or anything?
No, you just keep calling her.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
Keep calling her and fucking texting her. She doesn't pick up.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, generally then, when you're sleeping, you're not.
Oh, yeah. She's like a fucking rock when she sleeps. She's done this. Like, and then I kind of spent the night over a place, and we woke up early, and we had breakfast and stuff like that, and she went back to bed.
Breakfast. I love breakfast.
We had lunch meats that were fried with eggs. All right? Is that better for you?
Fried chickens and a Coke.
That's her
all
order.
For one.
And she went back to bed and slept for like 2 hours, 3 hours.
Wow, you're not supposed to do that.
Dude, this is
like, mono?
She fucking what's
wrong with her?
All I do is
narcolepsy,
eat
I think, but
sometimes I shit.
So Saturday we've been planning to go to the city for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
Because I only get weekends off maybe like once every 2 months. And I was like, you know, she had a family thing she had to do, so I was like, all right, when you get back, we'll go. She gets back. She gets back to her mom's house. She passes out for like an hour and a half, and she calls me at 7 o'clock. She's like, I'm sorry, and I'm like, for what? And she's like, for sleeping. I'm like, oh, you were sleeping. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like it kind of ruined my whole day because it's 7 o'clock now. I haven't done anything all day. The only thing I did was listen to the Nerdcast. If we're not live, so I can't even promote them, but they're actually a very good show that's been added to the station. You've listened to some of the backs.
Yeah, I heard one back thing.
And it wasn't that good, but I think the last show they did wasn't that good because it was like it was from the Comic-Con.
I didn't listen to that one.
And it was all shitty, like, you know, live.
I listened to the one before that.
Oh, I didn't listen to that. But it's all like shitty live, like, the interviews. And, you know, when it's like a portable thing, it kind of sounds like shit.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like that was a bad way to introduce. But when I listened to them on Saturday. When I listened to them Saturday, it was a much better show. And the normals were there. It was amazing to see how many people actually were there. Like Art and like people who are normal there. Chris was there, which he's not here today. He's gone. Christine was there. Fat, ugly dyke.
Whoa! Now you have to edit it.
You stinky.
Whoa!
You stinky bitch. Whatever. Like, is she friends with us again?
No.
No? Then fuck her. Who cares?
I just emailed her other day.
Her and that fucking scumbag that lives down the street from her.
Just random.
Her and that scumbag that lives down the street from her that's doing strictly stick cam fucking interviews, whatever.
You're making this more.
I have no problem with her.
You're making it more and more difficult for
her
to post.
I'm only busting balls. I really don't care. She's an all right chick. She's got nice big tits.
Yeah, she's an all right chick. And we'll have to cut that out. Oh, and Christine. She's an all right chick. She's got nice big tits.
Anyway. Anyway, so she overslept, and it's like, I was kind of pissed. I was already like,
what?
Going back.
Jump right back. All right, so what movie were you going to see?
I don't forget what we were going to see, but it was like we made plans a couple days earlier, and we're like, all right, we'll go to the movies, and she slept. For like
Wait,
2 hours.
She told you she was sleeping or?
No, she just kind of fell asleep. Like, on Saturday, she kind of came home from the family thing she had to do.
How do you know she was sleeping?
Because when she called me, she's like, yeah, I'm sorry, and I'm like, for what? And she's like...
No, I mean, how do you know she was really sleeping?
She's not like that. She's not like you. Don't worry.
Sure.
She does have a vagina.
It's true. She's not like most chicks I know, Lauren.
Ye never know.
Lauren holding other guys' dicks is no big
deal. Wow.
Yeah.
That's other, so inside. But
other guys' dicks.
Is that what happened, really?
Yeah. Yes.
That's why not we don't.
I didn't hear that story.
I only have three guys here tonight.
Story.
The bald fuck is sitting at home crying.
With his dick.
Can you get on
hair.
With your story, please?
Anyway.
With his meaty.
He's teeny weeny. Anyway, she got home from this thing and she passed out. And
it's medium!
And I was like, I was really annoyed by that because I'm like, we fucking planned this like months ago. And it's like, fuck. It's like, are you kidding me? And she's like, we still can
Wait,
go.
Wait,
what
and
did
I'm you
like,
plan months ago?
Oh my God, are you fucking...
Going to the movies?
Going
no,
to the
that's
city.
What I mean.
Oh. We're
going
oh,
to the
going
city,
to the
city now. Okay, yeah. Going
what were
to the
you
city.
Doing in the city?
Just to... Go to the city just to do something, you know. And it was all go. It was all peachy.
Just
it was all
go there.
It was all peachy keen and fucking cute and all that type of dog shit, you know. Mm-hmm. But like Saturday, I was completely annoyed. I was like, ugh. And I've been pissed like since. Like I'm kind of getting over it now.
Not really.
not from what you were saying earlier. No, you're not.
No, uh-huh.
You're
Vaughn
right.
is. I've
I'm
never
not.
Seen Vaughn this red before.
Oh fuck.
I don't know. Were you out in the sun?
Well, if you know, if
no, your whole the whole back of your neck is bright red.
Well,
his face too, though.
Well,
his arms too, actually.
Everything. That's why I asked. Were you out of the sun?
Rash.
I guess when I get annoyed, I'm like a lobster. I fucking turn beet.
Actually, yeah. Look, the underside of Vaughn's arm.
Even your ankles are red.
The underside of Vaughn's arm is totally white.
Oh,
the
no,
the
just...
upper portion is red. All right. Which is indicative of being outside in the sun.
I don't know, but it's like I have to suck it up because it's like it's only been 2 months. I really can't, like, you know, fucking shoot.
Yeah,
this.
Suck
do
it
you
up.
Have gray in your beard?
He does.
A little bit, but just, not
really?
But not as bad. No.
He has gray in his hair.
All right, Vaughn.
See, I couldn't tell if it was gray or just really light, like the light was just shining on it.
You should fucking talk, Baldy. Go fuck yourself.
Mm. Why are you mad though? If she was only sleeping.
Because it's like you. Because she knew. Because
if you got somewhere to be, you wake the fuck up.
She knew he had fucking plans. You know, she had knew he had plans. It's not like
I'd be pissed at that too.
Yeah. Me too.
And it, but would. it's like I'm giving her a second chance. So it's like last night she's like she made me dinner to make up for it, and I was like, all right, that's cool.
Aww. What'd you make?
Fucking chicken cutlets and shit.
Chicken nugget, chicken cutlet.
She really doesn't cook that much, so it's like it was like an adventure for her.
She made Wendy's.
I was expecting
she
that.
She made
actually.
A trip to Wendy's.
I was expecting her to bring like home like some fucking like cluck you or something.
That would have been great. I would have married her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm getting over it now, but like.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you are that you've talked about it.
Well, we talked about chicken cutlets.
We talked about it. We talked about it like Saturday
belly
night.
Belly
full
of cutlet.
We talked about Saturday night. She's like, "Why are you so annoyed?" And
fucking
like,
cheap thing. Who makes chicken cutlet? I'm sorry, honey. Here's the cheapest goddamn thing an Italian can make.
Chicken cutlet's delicious, though.
It is delicious, but it's like, it's not like a forgive me meal.
No, but whatever. It was for her. It was because she doesn't cook.
Was it at least over pasta?
No,
just a
like chicken
gratin.
Cutlet with
like
yellow
potatoes
rice.
Potatoes au gratin.
Oh, that's
potatoes au gratin.
And like she made me green beans, and I was like, all right, but. She's like, it's a whole bunch of stupid shit I don't want to really get into, but.
Well, you've already gotten into it.
Yeah,
you're right. I'm already well. Fucking.
Now you're trying
you
to get out of it.
You didn't talk shit about what she cooked you, did you?
No.
That sucks.
No, it's just a whole bunch of other things. Like, she, like, the whole, like.
Another thing I liked.
No, it was good.
Did you have chicken cutlets or a pussy?
It was good. It was good.
I chose the cutlet.
It was good.
On top of her pussy.
Sorry.
Anyway,
I don't know. I was just annoyed, and it's just, I don't know. I kind of hold shit a little too longer than I should, you know.
I guess so.
I don't know. You guys haven't noticed that or not? When I get mad, I kind of get angry, and I kind of get annoyed for.
What were you yelling about sex before?
What do you mean?
What? You were cutting? You cut her off or something?
We weren't having sex for like a couple weeks because she was sick.
Of like, you
for a couple weeks.
Well,
we've
yeah,
only
of your
been
penis?
Together for a month and a half.
Okay, maybe like 2 weeks she was sick and she wasn't like taking her pills and stuff like that. So I was like, all right.
All right, now you're getting a little
why don't even ask?
All right, that's enough.
What pills?
Let's change the subject.
What pills? What pills do you take, woman?
The pill.
Yeah, that pill. You take fucking.
That's a little different.
Once a day. Like,
well,
fucking,
you said she was sick, so I assumed.
Well, no, she was sick, so she was taking
that.
Like.
Excuse me.
She was taking like, what the hell do they make you take when you're sick?
Antibiotics?
Yeah, she's taking those. So she couldn't take the pill when she was on the antibiotics, so she had to restart.
No, she could.
Thing.
They're just ineffective.
So you can just put a rubber on?
It's not fucking... What?
You can just put a rubber on, throw her one?
Yeah, that's why we didn't have sex. No, I don't do that.
I don't know how to wear condoms.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't. It's not goodness. Like I don't wear condoms. I just don't perform very well with condoms.
Wow.
I got like my blood flow system's all fucked up.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I can understand that, though.
Yeah, because I'm a fat fuck. My cock doesn't have enough blood.
I know.
What?
Seriously.
It's like a fucking.
It's a miracle that the blood will get over there as it is.
Wow.
You don't need to wrap it up in fucking rubber.
It takes a detour at the gut.
I think because of all the. I think all because of all the strangulation in my own ball that all the blood's not really circulating all that well.
It goes all to you like your toes. Your toes are all bright red.
This is why I'm so fucking red because all my fucking blood's going all over.
Blood goes all the
way
down and gets tired and free falls right to your foot.
Pretty much.
And like I'm getting so annoyed, but like I'll be beaten off later on. Like fucking, ugh.
Wow!
Fucking squeeze my balls,
double fist,
pulling it really hard. So I'll be doing something later on. I mean, Lauren, if you have friends, I'll gladly give it to them.
Friend.
Wow! Oh yeah, we got one for you.
Let's talk about that fat bitch for a second.
Wow!
She can hear this show, so who cares? So Lauren has a friend that's a good friend of hers.
Is that all you want to? Oh, before we start jumping around,
oh fuck!
Are you done or like?
I'm over it. Yeah, I kind of. And now that I got it out completely,
you're not over it.
No, I'll be annoyed for about another week.
But that's all to talk about.
Nah, there's not much to talk. That's it. Right. It's just I'm pissed, and like, you get pissed off. You know what I mean? Look at you. You got so pissed off, you fucking left your wife. Who the hell cares?
Your wife.
The thing is, you left your girlfriend and the place you were living in.
and fucking move back home.
Not my choice. I don't want to leave the place.
Dude, I was talking to some, I was asking somebody else that hypothetical.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring you up. But I was like, dude, if you... I said, sorry. Fuck you, you bald... Oh,
you
God.
You didn't say sorry.
I hope Busta Up will fucking put you in a figure four and knock you the fuck out.
Figure four.
I was bringing this hypothetical up to somebody I know, one of my friends, and I was like, what if you broke up with a chick and your name was on the lease of the place? What would you do? And they're like, she'd be fucking out. Like, what can I say?
Well, her name's on the place, too.
Oh, she's uh-huh. on the place, too? Oh, yeah. It's not just you? Oh,
no.
Fuck you, then.
Wow.
I thought you were the only one on the place.
No.
It's a little more complicated than that, though, but...
Well, you know what I mean. If your name was on the lease, if you're the only one on the lease...
Then if you're keeping it,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that, oh, well there's yeah, no
I
question.
Didn't, I didn't know that she was also on the lease.
Because if your name is on the lease and you move out, technically, they're not responsible to pay for the place.
No.
So, uh-huh. I don't know.
Is that her?
No offense. No, I'm getting fucking stupid texts from a Texas. Lesbian I know from Keyport.
Texas?
Texas.
I'm getting Texas with a dollar sign. Why do you fucking... Oh, my God. I hate these lesbians. No, there's a girl I know who lives in Keyport, and she always sends me these stupid...
Oh, we know some lesbians from Keyport, don't we?
Do we? Yeah.
500-pound ones?
Yeah.
What, hey, Matt, what's going on over here?
I don't know. Do I have to come over there?
Well, I don't, the screen's just flickering.
Oh, fuck.
It won't stop.
This is sick. Tonight, if you haven't noticed, we aren't doing this live.
No.
We're back to the old podcasting ways of doing it, because two things. Fucking Christian. The thing is, Matt, I'm sitting here looking at this, is because when we all got in here earlier tonight.
I mean, is it recording?
Was that?
Yeah. When we got in here tonight, Derek had to pretty much have Lauren's dad jerry-rig the wire from her room downstairs to the bunker. And the way this is all set up, the fucking computer's on the stairs. And because we didn't want to use the laptop, because the laptop was giving us shit last week.
Yeah, I think it was something with like the volume of the actual recording. I don't know. Something
yeah,
like that.
It blew,
like the levels were
kind of
all
was
over
blowing
the place.
It out.
Yeah.
So it's tonight because we can't get Chris online. And because we want to do a show, even though who knows it's going to get posted. We're doing this completely jerry-rigged, and now everything is completely wonky because it's in like an unknown like server and user and all this shit.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Yeah.
Scary.
So Lauren,
yes.
How you doing?
Good, Vaughn, and you?
Good.
Oh,
good.
Nice. Yeah. Uh-huh. Good.
So, what'd you do to Steve? No, I won't bring that up. That's too early.
No, do not.
Poor Steve.
Oh, please.
Poor Steve Rogers. He's got to deal with his fat wife. Oh, God. Poor boy.
Whoa!
Oh, my God. Vaughn!
This show's going to be so inside, it's not going to get published. It's going to be awesome.
Polished?
Published. What are you, deaf?
Polish?
Fuck, why do we let women on this show? All they should be doing is sitting in the kitchen fucking cooking me fucking meals and giving me babies.
That's it.
Wow. Like Steve's wife.
Wow. She doesn't cook.
But she does give him kids.
She does birth them babies.
What does she have to, like, three right now?
No.
Two.
Two?
Well, don't really know. But
how old is she now?
21,
22. Yeah,
she's young. Wow. Wait, he's what, 26? He's 26?
Yeah. Oh, wow, it was a website.
Damn.
Oh, there was a website?
And it kept refreshing this goddamn ad.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
It's really bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
where were we? Okay, I got something.
Yeah, what do you got?
All right, fired up. Enough of this personal talk.
Yeah, this is way too personal.
So I was at work today.
Oh, shit.
I'm talking to a lady. She has two kids. One is 18, girl.
You want to hit it?
Maybe 17. I would. But.
Wait. Who'd you hit? The woman or the daughter?
I want to hit you.
Well, besides.
But anyway,
you wanna do
she
that
has
week.
A son who is 11.
Right.
And she still cuts his meat for him.
Wow.
Is that. Is that like.
It's weird, yeah.
That's weird, right? Like, uh-huh. She brought that up, and I kind of gave her a, really? And she's like, yeah.
Well, is he retarded?
No, he's perfectly fine.
Well, okay, sorry to bring it back to me, but my Uncle Mike, he's an albino, and he's slight, and he's
awesome.
Well, I have two albino uncles.
Yeah,
really?
My oldest Uncle Jerry.
He's brought this up before.
Yeah, my Uncle Jerry, who's the oldest in my mother's side.
You know how to beat
that. Then it's my mother, and then it's my Uncle Mike. And my Uncle Mike is... He's a little retarded.
Is there going to be anything about people cutting meat?
Yes.
All right, go on.
Up until my grandmother died, she cut his meat for him every night.
Wow.
Yes.
My mother cut my meat for me up until probably about 7 or 8.
I don't remember my mother ever cutting my meat for me.
Well, my mother is a freak.
Well, we know that.
She has obsessive compulsive.
When were you allowed to cross the street?
I wasn't technically allowed to cross the highway until I was like 12. Not even that I wasn't allowed. I just started doing it. And that was it.
My mom still cuts all my sister's food for her.
Yeah,
well,
she really
also like
your mother's also probably kidding. A lot like mine.
My mom is very closely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same mold. Mm-hmm.
Question about your sister. Does your parents like
cut from the same cloth?
No, I'm not accepting questions about my sister tonight. Sorry.
Wow.
I thought you wanted to say hi.
What?
Matt's here, she's going to take her pictures.
Because Matt's here, she's not going to say hi?
She didn't say hi the last time. Why should she say hi to me this time?
Why the fuck do you have to be such a creepy fucking room in these things?
What are you talking about? She always says hello to me.
Now that she knows
that
you're fucking looking at her
she
ass, she's like,
how
fuck
does she
that.
Know? She's not listening.
Who knows? Is she?
In any of them.
She could be right out there.
She could be listening right
she's
now.
Like,
sure,
I can
sure
see her. I can
not.
See her right on the doorstep.
Yeah.
So he looks.
it's the anyway, falling through the doorstep.
I actually remember a specific instance where I was eating dinner with just this kid, Jim. We'll just say his name is Jim.
Jim.
And we were like 8. My mother was cutting to what he called munchkin bites. He made fun of my mother for cutting my food, and that's probably why it stopped.
Yeah.
That's probably the only reason why it stopped. But I remember my mother recently cutting, maybe not recently, maybe a couple of years ago, cutting my sister's food, and I asked, why are you still doing that? Like, she's like 10. Like, she can eat, you know? She's never going to, like, grow, you know, teeth properly. She's not chewing, you know, she's not chewing food. She's just like drinking her.
Is she afraid of the choking thing?
Yeah.
That's
my
mom. Yeah. That's
absolutely.
What
absolutely.
She's never gonna learn.
Terrifying.
Hand eye coordination.
Mm-hmm. If I happen to go somewhere with my mother and I'm not driving, if she stops short, she still puts her hand in front of me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I would be putting my hand in front of her first because there's no way she's gonna be able to hold me back. Better than the seatbelt is. Number one, I brought that up to her because it happened last year or earlier this year because I got a speeding ticket. So. Yeah.
Oh, and she was wigging out about that, was she?
What happened?
About you getting a speeding ticket?
Yeah.
Oh, how dare you?
No.
So what is...
Princess Di wouldn't really be speeding.
So, well, apparently she was.
Yeah.
Well, she's gone. Princess died.
Wow, that's such a bad pun.
Princess done died.
Anyway, what were you saying?
So what's the proper age? 11 is, I think, way too... I was very surprised.
I would say first grade. Kindergarten, I could
what
still say.
Seven
or eight.
Five, seven.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's what my mother stopped doing it for.
Well, because kids shouldn't be using knives or anything.
No, young kids. Yeah. 11 years old?
That's two.
I mean, he's allowed to stay out until like 10 o'clock at night.
10 o'clock?
Yeah.
11? Fuck that. I wasn't allowed to stay out till 10 o'clock until I was 18.
I know.
I never had a curfew.
My brother
never.
My brother.
That's weird. I never had a curfew.
Oh my!
Your mom knew you weren't doing.
I had a curfew till I was. This is bad. I had a curfew till I was 22.
Wow.
So I had to be home at 12:30 at 22, and I'm like, you know where I'm at? What the fuck?
I'm getting smashed and driving home.
No.
As soon as I graduated high school, I was staying out until like 4 or 5 in the morning.
No, yeah. Not my parents.
I mean, I might have only been like down the street, but still, coming home when it was like daylight out.
My brother's 20, and my parents are like, whatever. My parents are like, we want him home by 12 because he has to work in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, but he's never home by 12. Well, that's his problem. I'm like...
Yeah, it's one of the pitfalls of moving back with the rents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Coming home at 2 in the morning.
No good.
And then it's just like... I don't get the mother waiting up anymore.
Mm.
Yeah.
But she will hear me come in.
She'll give you
and
shit.
And she'll comment the next day.
Mm.
But where were you?
Oh, yeah, that's how my mother is.
It's like, why do you stay? Because I got to get up at 6 in the morning and go to work.
Yeah.
Like, that's 4 hours sleep. How do you... You can't do that.
Wait, are you living in the middle area? Like in the... On the main floor?
Yeah.
Because your grandfather's downstairs. Your parents are upstairs.
Yeah. All right. And it's fucking hot as hell.
Yeah.
There's no air gets in there for some reason. It's just this weird void. Like, there's just no circulation.
Filling with methane every day.
Yep.
Didn't even
like my mother says, it smells like a boy's locker room.
Yeah, well, no, my mother says it about my room. So.
Yeah, well, your room does smell like that.
And this is why we do it in the bunker, because we're not allowed in...
Yeah, this is probably the greatest smelling show we've ever had.
Mm-hmm. We're not allowed in Derek's...
And I was farting before.
It was.
We're not allowed in Derek's mom's house.
Well, no, I think we've
Well, we actually, she did offer.
Oh, you know. But then she realized, you know, a guy named
Paul. Yeah, I said, well, we, you know, we do it till midnight. And she's like, well, that would probably be a problem.
Well, mm-hmm. we do it on Thursdays. Thursdays, we probably could do it earlier if we talk to Chris.
Not really.
Phone, turn it off.
What's going on?
Turn that off.
What's up?
It's Jen.
Yeah, okay. Who?
Okay, so it just, all right.
Who's Jen?
Derailed. So anyway.
What?
What the fuck?
I'm getting texts and...
Can I titty fuck
her? Texas and...
Texas is calling her.
Can I stink my pinky in her asshole?
No, I always found that weird, like... people who had curfews, because I never did.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, I mean, I know I'm up late and everything, but still, like, yeah, having to, like, bring
still,
somebody home at, like,
10:30. Still, like, when you were younger.
To me,
when,
that was like,
well, when you were, like, 15, 16 years old, uh-huh. were you home at a reasonable hour, though? Even with no curfew?
I wouldn't say that I was out that much, but, I mean, it really didn't, I mean, I'm still in school, so, you know, that's,
yeah,
you had to be home, yeah. you know, that wasn't, you know, it wasn't a matter of that. Mm-hmm. But as soon as, like, I was out of high school, since I turned 18, actually. Yeah.
Even on the weekends, my mother and father were like, you got to be home at 12:30. I'm like, but I'm not doing anything. What the fuck?
Yeah. No, I never did. And not that I didn't understand it. It was just, it was weird. It was almost like an inconvenience. Because it was like, all right, well, I got to go home now. I'm like, oh.
Like,
guess I'll go home too.
Yeah.
And the thing is, most of the time, I'd have to leave and we'd just be sitting there hanging out watching, like, bad porno or people playing Ultimate Online. Like, that's like all we were doing.
Playing Ultimate Online?
Yeah.
Vaughn, what are you talking about?
What? I'm talking about when we were in, like, high school. The fuck are you talking about?
What the hell all is right, Ultimate Online?
All right, die.
What was online?
I know. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What, 17? 97? That wasn't... We had internet.
Were we playing, like, Quake?
Yeah, Quake and stuff like that. There's just a whole bunch of
Quake people. Quake on
Nukem?
Oh, yeah, Duke Nukem. I fucking loved that game when I was a kid.
Kingpin was my game. Was awesome.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh. Kingpin.
Oh. That one fucking heavy rifle.
I remember when you got that awesome. Game. You were addicted to that big time.
Because it was the best looking game
mm-hmm. at the time.
So yeah. far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
yeah. It's still fun. I never got into it, but I always thought it was pretty cool.
It was really cool.
Kingpin. Because it was kind of realistic, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To a point.
It was fun. Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Good graphics.
So who's texting you?
Vaughn, you are sweating so much.
Yeah, you are a little bit. Well, it was one of my friends, Jen, and she wanted to know if we were talking about Star Wars.
What?
Really? She
likes right.
Star- Who's this Jen?
Let's talk about what happened. So Tuesday, we didn't do a show.
No shit, really?
For whatever reason. Okay? We'll just leave it at that. But we did go to the diner.
Oh, I didn't get a call, like always. Fuck faces. I was talking to
actually,
all of you.
Actually, didn't I ask if he was? Wasn't that? No, I didn't. Forget it.
No, we tried calling him.
Oh, whoops. But that sorry.
Yeah, you don't care. About
I texted Lauren back like 5 minutes after.
Yeah,
and she's gay
no,
and
I'm
never got
back. We tried calling you.
Anyway,
we didn't try calling Vaughn.
And we know.
Well, I still didn't know that you went to the diner.
You wouldn't want to go anyway, believe me. So I'm there and with this girl, and Lauren,
oh, no.
and I don't know. She's I'm ragging on her pretty bad. Like, that was probably one of my worst.
It was harsh.
Like, to a point where she was getting, like, upset.
Gonna cry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
Almost.
Just everything she said, it was just, you know, just coming right back at her.
Oh, you do what I do with every other woman I've ever met.
Yeah, but I was actually being funny about it and clever. I wasn't just saying, oh, you're a plate.
I was doing that at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, and you'll probably still be doing it in a few minutes.
Die, you bald cock.
Wow.
Anyway. So she decides, out of fucking nowhere, mm-hmm. to mention that she loves Star Wars.
Right, yeah.
And I said, oh, really?
Oh, no.
She said, yeah. In fact, I went on the ride in MGM.
In fact.
Yeah, there was a story behind it.
And, I yelled at this lady because she said she wanted to go on Star Wars the ride. And I said, it's not Star Wars the ride. It's Star Tours.
Oh, God.
I was like, wow, you have an eye for...
Shit.
Detail.
Yes, good.
Wow. So I said, all right, you really like... She, yeah, I love Star Wars. I love it. I said, all right, well, let me quiz you. She goes, I don't think you should do that.
Wow. No, you said, let's do trivia.
I said,
and
let's do
agreed.
Trivia. But then, no, because at first she said, no, I don't want to do that because you'll fall in love with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Right.
And I said, I highly doubt that.
He did say that.
Awesome.
You should have said, highly unlikely.
So I decided to quiz her on things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did names of planets, names of just random things. She got nothing.
They seem like
nothing.
Basic.
Who's the guy in all black?
Things.
Yeah. yeah. And
who's
I
that
like,
black guy who fucked Han Solo?
It was just basic. I started off kind of rough, and then I went down, 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 to a point where Lauren was like, I don't even, like, I've never even seen Star Wars. And she's like, can you explain it to me? And I'm explaining, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, and there's Leia, and Leia's sister of Luke, and blah, 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 and all this. So I said, like, after I said that, I said, okay, here's a question, random girl, not Lauren. I don't want to say her name, but.
We just said.
I know, whatever. And I said, who is Luke's sister? She just goes, I'm not even going to answer it. And I said, you don't know. And Lauren goes, isn't it Leia? I said, yeah, because I just said it.
Didn't you just say that? Yeah. Because you literally,
yeah.
Like 5 seconds before you asked the question.
Now she's talking about how she has all the videos and blah, blah, blah.
Wait.
So I said, all right, now here's the kicker. This is the one I really liked.
Okay. Dumb.
Like, by this time, we left the diner. We drove home or here, and we're in outside, whatever.
Right.
So I said, okay, here's a real easy one that everyone knows. What kind of animal is Chewbacca? And she goes, some kind of bear. And Lauren, the one who's never seen Star Wars ever, said, isn't he a Wookiee?
Never.
You know, everyone knows that.
Mm-hmm.
It's pop culture knowledge.
It is.
She's sitting here saying she loves the movies, always watches them.
Because she's a liar.
She's a fucking liar.
So
the farmer one also is pretty.
Oh yeah, I said what did Luke's aunt and uncle do in Tatooine?
Dirt farmers. And
she didn't know. I said, well, there were farmers, and she's like, oh yeah, that's right. I said, well, what kind of farmers? She goes, cattle.
Dirt.
I'm like, oh, cattle in a desert planet a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Cattle.
Yeah.
No, moisture. Fucking she goes, moisture.
Did you see, talking about Star Wars.
See, no, not talking about Star Wars.
No, wait.
No.
This is even about Star Wars.
It's not about Star Wars.
This is about a person who blatantly lied.
Yeah.
You know? It would be like me saying, I like wrestling, and you being like,
really?
You know, who's the wrestler that tears his shirt off?
Who's the first WWF champion? We could say something like that. Something simple like that.
I
can
tell you.
Any wrestling fan should probably know that.
Yeah.
Vaughn doesn't know.
No, I know people, but I don't know trivia. I can tell you stupid shit about fucking wrestling.
Actually, I can't even remember. Was it Backlund?
Buddy Rogers.
See? Rogers. Fuck you. You both don't know it.
He was from New Jersey.
Anyway.
You both don't know.
Oh, well, so
I remember that he was from New Jersey, though.
The fucking elephant in the room who doesn't forget shit.
But regardless, that's like...
Wait, is this
something that any wrestling fan...
I was throwing some basic softball. I was throwing common knowledge at him about these fucking movies.
Back the fat bitch
Wookie.
Up. Is this the same chick we were talking about before we started the show?
Yes.
The one with the striped clothes?
Yes.
Somehow evades a fat.
The one with the aerial views on her MySpace.
That's the MySpace picture.
Okay, take it.
That's the MySpace picture. The fucking over the head weird way of showing your chin. Fucking
I don't do
look.
That though.
Well, you have fucking someone else take pictures.
We're
for
taking
you.
The picture.
Every other picture you have someone else taking. Your sister takes them. Besides those hoe pictures you have on there. What? You have a bunch of hoe pictures on there with you and your fucking titties sitting like this.
Pictures. What are you doing?
What? You know which ones I'm talking about. She got a strip of like 4 or 5 pictures where she's like hoe bag on the bed fucking showing the titties.
She's not like holding them up.
What they're bringing.
They just do that naturally. They just...
Wow.
They just do that.
Yes, they naturally sit there. I know. They don't have to be held up by Bondo with duct tape. I know.
Nope.
Silly putty.
Bondo.
Silly putty.
Silly putty.
Silly putty.
Like certain bitches who live upstate.
So anyway, that was the story with her. She's.
Why do you hang? Wait, hold on. Why do you hang out with this nasty bitch? Why?
I don't know. I was asking her the same thing.
Are you trying to hook Derek up? Are you trying to get him a good play? Like a good.
She
night
hangs
fucking?
Out with her for the same reason that Dino Bravo hung out with Earthquake.
Because Earthquake is fucking fat and makes Dino look slender.
Why? Because Dino needed food and Earthquake would have dropped something at one point.
That is not the reason.
Because he was hoping if he ever got shot in a gas station, John Tenta would take a bullet for him because he's so fucking fat.
No, actually, the thing that was actually a Piper quote.
Wow.
Oh, was it really?
Piper, he goes, you ever see those so-so girls that hang out with the big fat girls? They kind of make themselves look better.
So stupid.
That's a Piper
for
quote.
For the insult.
No, well, is that
I'm just
true?
Joking.
Is because she's a fatty.
It's just a joke.
She's a fatty and you just don't like your ass and that's the reason why
you
don't want her.
What?
I don't even... What are you pulling these just random, like, tidbits?
I don't know.
These pork tidbits.
She asked for, no, wait, what was it? Something happened where she wanted your number and you were just.
Really?
Oh, because.
She had a titty.
No, that was your idea.
Oh, God.
Smart ass.
Wow.
Where I was like, I said, I'll come up with some trivia questions for you. And then Lauren says, you could just text them to her.
Wow.
Why don't you exchange numbers?
I said, I've managed to evade that.
Wow. And I said, no.
Yeah.
And she went,
Lauren is really trying to kick this chick off to any guy. Mm. Didn't she just do a Liar Rich?
No texting, no AIM, no MySpace.
Yeah. Because, you know, Rich was fucking on her ass like fucking, I don't know. Like
he was?
A kid with some silly putty.
What? I miss Rich.
Silly putty.
Yeah.
Second silly putty.
Right? Mm. Wasn't he at one point he wanted on? And she said, nah. And he's like, he quit his job. Rich.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you saying?
Oh, never mind.
Anyway.
Yes, Rich.
Rich, when he wanted you, remember that? And you showed him the door, and he then quit his job and became a night manager for some fucking like Taco Bell.
Ah, the world according to Vaughn.
I don't remember that.
This is some revisionist history tonight.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm like a white guy. What the fuck are you supposed to
do? What? I'm like a white guy?
Okay, I'm like a Klansman.
There you go, I guess. I don't know. That's irrelevant.
I'm like the guy who runs Iran.
Can we get an irrelevance counter on this show?
I'm like the guy who runs Iran. Who doesn't believe in the Holocaust or that they're gays living in
Maybe we can
I gotta hear some silly putty, I'm sorry.
What is this?
What the fuck? Is this a...
I wanna hear some silly putty.
Oh, God. I thought this was like a Torian wireless ad.
No!
Hi, my name is Heidi, and my titties are huge.
Wow.
I shouldn't have said that.
Well, if we weren't fired before, we are now.
Cut it out. No big deal.
Bow, 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 bow.
We're not live, are we?
No.
Yeah, we're live on.
Yeah, we are.
This is one for the archives.
I have a question.
Yes, miss. What's up?
Try to talk over the silly putty.
Maybe we can hook up Eric and... And Jen, he said
Dude.
She wasn't that bad, right?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, so did Steve, though.
So, there you go.
Well, I don't know why Steve didn't hit it when he had a chance. Steve needs to fucking hit something, man. He's fucking pathetic.
Yeah.
The good thing is we can bash Steve because he'll never hear this because his computer's from 1902.
His computer's from 000 because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's non-existent.
You're right.
You just looked at me really weird. I felt a little uncomfortable. I'm not
Vaughn, I think you should play some Stanley Clarke to get you and the lady in the mood.
No.
Listen to this fucker.
Anyway.
All right, can we end this?
Oh! This is love-making music.
This is Herbie Hancock?
Stanley Clarke, my friend.
What
are
you
the best bass players
what?
Ever.
What are you pointing at shit?
I'm just hoping you're not looking over here at me. I'm hoping you're
I'm actually
here.
Looking at the door. But
you could definitely
let's keep going.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Stick my pinky in your asshole.
Wow.
Oh. So is your friend really that fat?
Looks like she's got what they call a spare tire.
Whoa.
Like an abortion happened and never got cleaned
well,
out?
Well, imagine taking a spare tire and crumpling it up in a ball and putting it like under your shirt.
Inner tube.
Yeah.
I mean, the pictures on her Facebook don't look that bad.
Yeah, well, neither do mine.
Well, yeah, because you just lie.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just
have someone else there.
They're all headshots, and they're all taken from...
No. The two she has that I've seen that are on there... Are very good, but they're with clothes that are very
stripes.
Well, no, one
stripes,
and which is
one's Halloween,
and a black top.
Right, and she's sucking
a black
it in.
What?
But you can see like she's got like a little bit because the shirt
that
goes in a bit.
That is with her sucking it in. Yeah.
What happened?
Sucking what?
She's sucking it in.
She's sucking a black what?
And how long?
A black top.
Shut up. How long have you known this chick?
She started working.
Oh, you work with her?
She works with me. Yeah.
Work with you
three months, maybe 4 months,
and she's been on your twat
yeah.
like fucking
yeah
white
on
rice
yeah
like white on rice
like stank on shit
like stank on a pussy
like melting butter,
dude. Talking about that scumbag.
Oh God, talking about him. I didn't talk about him. I just did an invitation. I did a quote that he did.
The new Surreal Life that's coming out.
Oh no,
he's gonna be a part of it.
Great,
yeah,
that's enough.
You know what?
Surreal Life, you know that VH1 show?
God.
He's one of the people
Savage.
Who's going to be on it.
Oh.
And I'm like,
When was the last time he was on TV? The fucking snapping into the Slim Jim fucking ad?
Pretty much.
Lauren, pop culture question. Macho Man.
Randy Savage.
Wow. All right. Hey, what's up, Lauren?
How you doing, guys?
Oh, Lauren, your boobs got a lot bigger.
Look at my clitoris. It's huge.
Wow.
What? No offense, yeah. Man. But it probably is. It's like fucking like a fist down there. It's like... Pff.
I don't know what...
What?
He's all fantasy to
me. What do you mean?
Her man in the boat's probably like a fist.
What?
Talking about the clitoris.
Yeah, I know.
What? It's like this. Oh, fucking God. Waving fingers. Look at this.
It's like China?
Bigger.
Bigger than China.
China's
penis.
Like my pinky.
Any bigger than China is technically a penis.
I technically gotta find that. I gotta get that DVD and we gotta watch it one night and then talk about it on the show.
Is China bigger than you?
When I'm not erect, yes.
Wow. Vile.
And fucking Xbox sucking on it like fucking dear life. I always knew he was a cocksucker.
Who, Sean Waltman?
Yes.
That guy?
So how old do you think you have to be before your mom starts cutting your meat?
Like 7, 8.
I'm just kidding.
Do we have anything to talk about tonight?
No.
Has
sure
Chris
we do.
Got back
I
on?
Just got the internet today, and then it crapped out.
Nice. What? Here?
But, no, my house. I just said, yeah. I was like, oh, cool, I'm online. And I'm like, it went off. So I go, I'm like, what's wrong with the router? And my mother goes, oh, no, it does that. It just shuts off.
Yeah,
what?
Network. Yeah, the net unplugged or something.
No, it just
no. It just all of a sudden
it browns out.
Yeah, and it's just like, the modem. Oh. Like it's just not online.
Yeah. No, it just starts flashing.
Yeah, it'll go off for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what?
Wow.
Comcast has been doing that a lot lately, but I noticed like 3 or 4 days ago that the upload rate has tripled.
Mine's been good for like a year now. Like, it used to be that where, like, if...
I never had a problem in the apartment. Ever.
In my house, if there was too many people downloading shit at once...
Well, that
fucking,
makes sense.
Yeah, it would cripple it.
Yeah. Well, it has to.
Well, because I had four... Because there was 4 computers running at one time.
Yeah.
If you got too many Vaughns on a bench, eventually the bench is going to break.
Break, yeah.
That's just common sense.
You're a fucking scumbag. If you got too many Erics on the bench, one's going to shoot themselves in the face.
Wow. I don't know what that means. But
I'm here to defend himself.
I'm just well, if he wants to call in, oh wait, he can't.
Oh,
wait, you got Skype on? Call him.
Call him.
Yeah, let me do that.
Yeah, you want to talk to him? You love talking to him.
Yeah,
I know. The last time you saw him was it was a great reunion.
Yep.
He must be loving it now that you're single.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he can't wait to get my pants.
He probably can't because that was what he was trying to do before.
Apparently, who knew?
He didn't want your girlfriend. He wanted your dick.
That's right.
Look at this. Matt's getting offended because Matt's going to be texting him like, they were fucking with you, man. You should have heard it.
He can just listen to it, too.
And then, whenever he posts this. And then tomorrow afternoon, Eric gets home from work, he's going to put a bulletin up on MySpace and no one else can read but like 4 people and be like, all these motherfuckers, and how does Vaughn have a girlfriend? Fuck this. I'm going to go do a sit-up.
I'm going to go do a sit-up.
Nice.
Fucking, let me have on my MySpace page a hot or not counter. Go fuck yourself, you fucking dick.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah.
With my hat on.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
well,
like,
not mine, but
it's right around the that picture is old as fuck.
Actually, he said he thought that hat would increase his number, I think.
No, it hasn't.
I voted.
Changed.
It looks
what'd
good,
you vote?
Man.
Vote one?
Yeah, one.
Me too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, to offset it?
Yeah. No, I voted with my heart, and that was what it was.
I voted with my heart.
You know, I'm not just going to be a scumbag. I really want to.
I really think it's a one. If there was anything lower, I would have just added him as a friend and then completely attacked his comments.
What?
If I really wanted to be a scumbag.
What?
But yeah, we're friends.
Yeah,
because
you would add
die,
you. Yeah.
Die, die.
Wow.
Okay.
What was your rating on Hot or Not Vaughn?
I don't have one. I'm not a self.
I'm not
a. Yeah, do that.
If Eric can do it, why
no,
can't I?
Don't. Because you know why?
Oh, girl,
you're decent.
Yeah, you probably would. You did it already.
No,
you
I don't. No, I don't have anything on there.
No, she's just got a MySpace page. With
you've never done Hot or Not?
No.
In the 10 years it's been around?
No.
No, he's a little behind the fucking times.
What is up, Gloss?
Talk into the mic.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought I looked
you sound retarded.
Sorry.
No, don't do
no,
Hot
I
or
haven't.
Not. That's so fucking lame.
Okay.
It's so lame. Well, it's to
I
just now.
I really want to do it now to see if I get a higher score than Eric.
No, you won't.
Girls by default get like an 8.
Yeah.
Why?
They
just do.
It's like the default. It's like the default number 8. It's like not even a 5. No,
people
like,
are just click. They just have their mouse over one number and they're just clicking.
That's what I do.
Click, why click, would click, you? Click, I remember. Click, 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 click,
Matt used to be obsessed with my hot or not.
Great.
And you, one day you were just like, you know what? Feeling generous today. Everyone's getting an 8. Like you're just like, oh, fatty.
That's true.
You get an 8.
You get an 8. That's right.
I never voted on that.
You're giving the internet a present.
When that site was like,
you had like a press release.
Uh-huh. When that
everyone
site
gets
was
AIDS
in its
today.
Boom, right? When that site was at its boom,
it's
I was
boom.
I so didn't give a fuck. I was like, yeah. When like
it was addictive just to go through, but then like you get the same people sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
well, when you realize that you were getting duplicates, you're like, I've been on here too much.
Yeah.
Because I've gone through like 700 people tonight.
Well, look, what's the point? You just look at people.
It's vanity.
Well, it's also like a dating site too.
It's a
show. Back then it wasn't.
Well, yeah. Back then it was just put your picture up and get rated.
Now it's like, want to meet me?
Yeah, basically. Well, no, that was always
there. Yes, I do. That's why you have MySpace. It could have
been
every once in a while.
It could have been MySpace. And MySpace has that. MySpace has a rating system.
This is the thing. You use your MySpace page to get hookups and maybe fuck every once in a while. Use your Facebook account to actually have friends that you want to talk to.
Wow.
No, because I have a Facebook.
I do.
Oh.
Yeah. So do I.
So
I wasn't allowed to sign in because it said my birthday didn't exist.
Oh, cool.
I tried to do the aristocrats and I just put some random birthday in the like,
beginning of the century.
Yeah, they're like, no one was born in 1900. I'm just like, well, then
why
have it up there as an option?
Why don't you just do the one that it is? What is it, like October 2005 or something like that?
Well, no, because then they would say, oh, you're 4 years old.
You have to be at least like
two.
16.
You're right.
16.
What, for
Facebook?
MySpace.
No, Facebook. Anything. I don't know about Facebook.
But I don't think they're going to let a 2 year old on any of those.
Yeah, no.
It's actually not a bad. It's actually a little cleaner, I think.
That's not a bad idea. Let those 2-year-olds go on,
like, because you can't just sit there and check. When MySpace,
I like to talk to a 2-year-old.
Well, all right, no, Facebook is intentionally limited.
Yeah, and they make it everything.
So what do you
they
think have, of Play-Doh? It's salty, isn't it?
Don't you hate those square blocks with the round holes?
You can never get them in.
Come hell or high water, I put those in.
I like
one time I got a hammer.
Well, I've been playing with Facebook for like a week now.
Facebook?
Facebook.
Oh my God. What a great idea. Facebook.
Faithbook.
Yeah, it's either for religious people or people with lisps. Wow.
There was a MySpace Faithbook. One for Catholics a while
ago. Or gays.
A Catholic Faithbook. MySpace?
Yeah, there was one for Catholics a couple of months ago.
What was it called?
I don't know, something gay.
It was called, like, His Space, with a capital H.
I know.
God. He?
And it was a case-sensitive website. You can
Well, I even know people who use, like, YouTube, like, use their YouTube things
yeah.
to get, to, like, solicit dates, you know?
Of course.
Everything has, anything that ever comes out,
that's like the ultimate
it gets
goal.
Turned into sex.
Just a fucking Mac.
Anything.
It's like, what the fuck?
Anything.
Second the technology comes out, it's like, oh, that's cool. How can I get laid with that? Yeah.
How can we turn this into sex?
Yeah, basically.
How can we make this into
porn? Did I ever tell you that one time I used the last time? Oh, yeah, I did tell about the internet the one time I used it.
Anyway.
And that was before MySpace. I used it for those fucking, like, what was it, Match, when Match was, like, just getting in there?
Match.com?
Yeah, like a couple years ago. And, yeah, I used it, and, you know, the chick sent me all these fake fucking pictures. I met her at Dublin, and she was a fat bitch.
Nice.
And
I'm sure, like, she's having the exact same, like, conversation right now.
No.
This is a true story?
Yeah,
you really
true
did?
Story.
I swear to God, I thought it was a fake photo.
Because we were bullshitting back and forth. We gave each other our, you know, our aims, and we were talking and stuff like that. And she was sending me pictures, and these pictures must have been 4 years old, because she gained massive amounts of weight.
Massive. Loud.
And then she said... Oh, you broke the fucking heater.
Let there be gas. And I was like, all right, you know, she lived in Eatontown.
Stuffed up today, I can't smell anything.
She lived in Eatontown. And I was like, all right, well, let's meet.
Oh, she was eating that.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I was like, let's meet.
She named that
town. Red Banks neutral.
It was named,
like,
after her.
You know, it's in the middle of where we are. So neutral. We met her to Dublin.
It's fucking,
I was maybe
Switzerland.
Like 22. And she comes up, and I've told this story before. She looked like Jabba the Hutt.
That's
she looked
right.
Like Pizza
you did
the
talk
Hut.
About this.
Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut.
She had bad acne?
Fucking bad. She was like 600 pounds.
So,
no, she was like.
So, would you get a handy?
She was like maybe like 350.
Whoa!
Yeah. 350!
Yeah, she was a big
Stop
girl.
It.
Big girl. And you know me, and the thing is, we sat, we bullshitted for a little, we drank. And
bullshit.
She started getting more attractive.
No.
It was so weird. She started looking like her pictures.
Yeah, I wish. Because in her pictures, she was like 120, like 115.
That's serious weight gain.
That's a little bit
different.
Because like 100,
5 years, 115, 120. That's
they must have been 5 years old. Those pictures. So she had plenty of time to gain, like twice the amount.
Well, I've been on it for 4 years.
I've been on a diet for 10 years.
Oh my god, it smells so fucking bad.
Is it really?
Yeah, welcome to the
burps
club.
And the farts are like pushing each other back and forth.
It's like a hot and cold front. So thunder over your head.
Yeah. So
big
so,
stinky thunder.
So we did. So we bullshitted for
it's
a little bit.
It's a hurricane.
I had a couple of drinks and I left like $40 on the counter.
Yeah.
I paid for my beers, whatever she drank, and there was probably a little money left over, so she can get probably another drink or two. And I was like, all right.
We have a phone
nice
call.
Nice to meet you. Oh, really? Yeah. Holy shit. Oh.
How is that possible?
Oh, you're on the Aristocrats.
Hey, what's up? This is Justin from Texas again.
Hey, what? What's going on, brother?
How the fuck?
Nothing much, man.
Wait, hold on, dude. You know what time we record, I'm guessing.
Nobody does one.
Right? Because we're not live right now.
Oh, you're
not? No. Are you hearing us?
No, I'm not by the computer. I'm about to go to sleep. I have to go to work in the morning at 5.
Well, that's cool. He's fucking determined. I got to give him that.
Interesting.
What time do you guys record?
Well, we were supposed to be live.
Eastern Standard Time, okay. We record at 9 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. 10 o'clock, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm a little drunk.
But for some reason today, I can't get a hold of Chris, the guy who runs the station. So we are just kind of recording the show because we're here. But we are not live today, so you're not missing anything.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. And we got a couple shows in the can, but we still got to post them. What do we got, like three shows? Yeah.
Three or four?
Four.
I don't know, five or six, 18,
three
I don't
four
know.
Four or five, six.
Well, we got a shit ton. And there's plenty of shows that, I don't know. So
we got a shit ton of shows.
A shit ton.
Are you on MySpace by any chance, sir?
Wow. He wants
no,
to get on a date with you, apparently.
I don't believe in MySpace.
Really?
Gay.
I don't believe in it. Then how do you get our shows?
It's the cult. No, well, I first found it at work. Actually, I guess if you got time for a story, I can give you the story of how I found it.
We're not doing anything.
Do it, dude.
All right, well, first, I was at work, and they got a bunch of stations and stuff locked on the Windows Media Player, the internet radio.
Okay.
Yes.
And I ended up finding Talk Radio X, which Hooter and Greenway play reruns on there.
Okay.
And then I listened to Hooter and Greenway and liked that they were just fucking out there. Didn't care what them thought. And then they kept plugging Cringe Humor, of course. That's their live station. And so I went to Cringe Humor and then started listening to all the other shows. And basically just kept on with you guys. And the Aristocrats, Hooter and Greenway. And Content Kennedy's pretty good when you had them on the show. But they never updated their site, so it's all old shit from like April.
Yeah, they haven't put a show up.
Mm.
But you guys, that's how I found y'all, and just listen to all y'all shit you have posted.
Nice.
Yeah, if we ever post this show, you're gonna be highly disappointed.
Well, now, now that I have my computer back and I dug it out of storage and blah blah blah, we can.
Your mother hassled
you. I can
you.
Put all the old whatever.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Including Slanderfest 2.
Yeah, I know this.
What's up?
Now, the second we were not on the air, we just start dropping names and stuff we shouldn't really say.
Yeah, we're really just, this is Slanderfest.
It will be impossible to edit.
Well, no, just post it, because I don't think Chris listens
just
to the back show.
Just post
no deal.
It.
We didn't say anything about Chris.
Well, no, I'm just saying, he doesn't listen. And I don't
Do you
think
plan on saying stuff about Chris?
No, I love
Get
Chris.
Get it out now.
I love him. I think he's great, and I think the opinions and all the shit that he's been doing backstage, you know, getting rid of certain assholes, is totally fine.
Yeah.
Did you hear Vaughn kissing Chris's ass?
No, actually,
Chris kisses Vaughn's ass.
Pretty much.
Chris kisses my
what?
Chris
they
likes
kiss each other's
ass. Listen to this. He's like, what?
Chris loves Vaughn. Yeah. Vaughn is the only reason why we're still here.
Basically, yeah. Pretty much.
And I don't get it. Like, Chris and, like, women love Vaughn. Mm. Well, women who aren't in. Yeah, women who aren't in contact with Vaughn.
Well, Chris and women from other countries.
Women treat Vaughn kind of like a gay guy.
What?
Dude, that's the way they trust him way too much.
What happened?
They trust him way too much because they know he's going to be more candy.
I kind of say what you said.
I said women trust Vaughn way too much because they know he won't do anything, nor candy.
Wow.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
You don't know me. Lauren should know about that.
Yeah, he gets...
You did a clown. You did a clown at the end of the day.
Yes. What? I'm only fucking with you, Lauren. Relax, baby. Relax.
Don't call me baby. Relax, Hannah.
Lauren, chillax.
Damn. I'm only fucking with you. Calm down, baby.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not fucking you. I thought we were good. I thought we were aces, baby. I thought we were aces.
Oh, Lauren's, Lauren's just mad because she's got a headache.
She does.
Because she got all those, she had those black people braiding her hair.
Yeah.
Okay. Hours. Anyway, so you don't use MySpace?
No.
Well, I'm trying to get, I'm trying, we were just
I'm trying
about
to get a date with him.
No. Well, okay, are you dating anybody right now?
What?
Are you, no, what we were talking about before we, before you took the call was we were talking about using the internet to get pussy. And
oh, no, never over the internet.
No. Okay.
He's in Texas. They're just like fucking beautiful junk. Blonde women just walking around.
Fucking
much.
Amazonians.
Exactly.
With that weird. With that weird.
Is it really? Because that's what I hear.
No, it's all right. It's not too bad.
What part of Texas do you live in? I don't remember.
An hour south of Austin.
Okay.
Austin.
That's not bad.
Yeah, Austin. They're going together.
I've noticed something about women from Texas, and I've met several of them over the years, and they all seem to have the same look, the same makeup style, very similar hairstyle.
Oh, sure, it's indigenous to the area.
It's just odd. Like, you look
we're
at
like 2 years behind the rest of the world. I was in California 2 years ago, hit here today.
Yeah.
Well, California is like fucking like another world, dude.
Yeah, they really are. But, no, it's like Jersey, like when they have the big Jersey hair here.
The fucking tunnel, the tunnel trolls, you know what I mean?
And, or like
fucking
the
crispy bangs.
I was just speaking of looks. I wanted to bring up the guy talking about the Brooklyn cut, the fall cut, the fall
the blowout,
blowout.
Wait, the,
yes,
that
the
weird,
blowout.
Yeah, the blowout, right?
The Brooklyn. It's called the Brooklyn.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's fucking horrible.
Disgusting.
The guy who works next to me wears the Brooklyn cut. Totally.
Smack him right now.
I am.
Just what you do?
The blowout. That Italian ultra tan fucking. I have to have my hair with so much
Dragon
product
Ball
in
Z,
it.
Spikes? Dragon Ball Z Super Saiyan. Right.
The one that you like.
Oh yeah.
The guys you like. The
Here's what you do.
Go
over there. Take his finger, plug into his socket, and dip his other hand into some water, and his hair will always look like that forever.
Yes.
And he won't have an excuse.
It's that, and like the guys wearing like Armani Exchange or like. Like shitty Gucci, like hybrid shit. They bought it off some gook in the city.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What, am I lying?
Have you guys,
him and his girlfriend with her way too high of a tan and way too no of a body. The fuck? She's got tits, no ass. She's just a thin piece of shit.
Anyway,
let
the caller
talk.
We'll talk about it.
Okay. Let the caller talk?
Let the caller talk.
Oh, by the way, what are you? What's your nationality?
He's Texas.
I'm a spick.
Oh, you're Spanish. Really, you're Spanish, and you actually put up with this.
Half Spick, half German, so I'm an experiment.
Wow.
Weird.
Oh, no.
That's cool.
Wait, what?
People combining their origins.
What?
From Spanish?
Yeah, so super, yeah.
I guess you could say that I want to kill everybody, I'm just too lazy to do it.
wait, you're Spanish and German?
Yeah.
So you're sperm.
I'm sperm, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sperman.
He's sperm.
You're so stupid.
Jamal.
Anyway.
Too lazy to do it. That was kind of fun.
That was good. That was actually good. I like this kid. I like that he keeps calling. Like, and did you just call out of the blue? You didn't even realize the show was live?
Well, I guess he doesn't listen live, so.
Yeah, no, I don't listen live. I don't have time. I got to be able to work really early. I just like to call in and screw with you guys.
So awesome. What, are you listening to this via the podcast?
Yeah, that's how I get all my shows to the podcast.
Oh, so you're downloading everything on the podcast. All right, that's cool.
Everything that's there.
Well, see, I'm a drafter, so I'm sitting at my desk all day drawing, and everybody's really, really quiet, so I have to have noise.
Yeah.
So I just started looking for podcasts, and you guys are the ones I picked up on. Yep, a lot of me on the table, so I listen to them all.
Yeah. That's what part of my job. With my job, all you do is sit there, and you have to, you know, you're stuck in silence. So that's all I do is listen to podcasts. That's how I originally got into this show because Derek was doing it a long time ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, have fun at work.
Oh, hey, I just want to say one last thing.
Yeah. Oh, here it comes.
How old is you were?
Sorry.
Huh?
How old is you were?
What?
How old?
I couldn't. We can't understand you, sir.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, Hal Hitler.
Hal Hitler?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Okay.
That's the way it goes. freaking kite.
See, now we understand him. Nice!
Nice.
That was good.
Wow.
I know
1/16
of you. I know it's one of the fans.
He's really been listening. We have to send him a package of all the
so.
Spec shows.
Nice.
Yeah, package. You got to take it easy.
All right,
I'm
going
to sleep. I'm going to be up early.
All right, take it easy, man.
All right, enjoy your day, man. See, the only reason we should be putting up the bat in the back shows. Oh, by the way,
you don't want to yell it. Hey guys,
what the fuck is going on?
Ziggo. Everybody,
there's a fucking
hop, zig hop, zig hop, zig hop, zig hop, zig hop.
There's a tin there's a tin bass behind him. Dum dum bam bam.
Tin bass.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you got that post I made on the MySpace page about the My Aristocrats. It doesn't show up.
What?
I'll talk about work. That My Aristocrats thing, that the one we did with the My Jovi guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's 404.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna take a break. We'll talk about it when we get back.
I'm gonna get that fixed.
Bye. Aristocrats.
Why don't we have your sister down there? Why don't you use this mic and these headphones? Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Willkommen.
We took a little break because we're allowed. Because it isn't like the old time, normal times. We're on air. No offense to Chris, but you really killed the horse here tonight, wow. Buddy.
Killed the horse.
Bonjour tout le monde.
Anyway, like I was saying before, why was Lauren's sister's upstairs?
Wow.
She is.
So? We know Matt's got an obsessive, like, Lolita crush with her.
Wow. Damn.
What, you're like that guy in the book. If I could talk about her, like, you want to just, like, live your life with her.
What
and shit.
Book? What guy?
Lolita, you ever read it? Get over it.
I can't even understand what you're saying.
Get under it.
Get under it. Get over me. Get around me.
Impossible.
Lolita.
Let me smell your armpits. Let me lick your feet.
All right, come on.
Anyway, why don't we have her down here talking? Because she's creeped out by Matt, right? Oh. Come on, tell the truth.
No, because she has school tomorrow morning.
It's true.
How old is she?
She just
young.
Turned 16.
Damn, she's too young.
Damn.
Damn, she's young.
Damn.
Damn.
Damn those shorts.
Look at that turtle.
Big turtle.
And the thing's huge. About...
How much does it weigh?
About 500 pounds.
500 pounds.
Like that pumpkin. They were talking about, like, off-the-rack shit, like, stuff they bought that week, like, giving opinions and, like, suggestions and stuff like that and reviews.
Off the what?
Off the rack, like, comics and stuff like that.
Okay.
What, you never heard that fucking thing, you fucker?
This is going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show. Can't wait. Got Skype on? Maybe we'll get another call from Texas.
Do you know anything about off the rack, Lauren?
I get plenty of comics off of her rack.
You get plenty of comments.
Comics, not comments.
What?
Man, I can't wait till your sister blossoms in. Fuck yeah.
What? Vaughn has sexual Tourette's today.
Dude, I'm just annoyed. I'm sorry if this is going to be... I'm going to be a little angry, but...
You don't sound angry at all.
Well, if it's going to come out as, like, you know, a little derogatory towards the women folk, but it might. I do apologize now. Derek, I apologize.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was out. I was at a dinner when you texted me on Sunday night.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, me too.
You're hungry? Get some food.
You're hungry? Yeah. Solve that problem.
Eat. Cook me up a brisket, woman.
Tired? Sleep.
Get your bare feet out.
Thirsty?
Get
drink.
Pregnant ass in your ass. That wasn't me. No.
She looked at me like I did it. Like, the fuck?
He's drinking the Coke, man.
It's a Pepsi. I looked at you to whatever. See a reaction, because I knew you didn't do it.
I ain't got no reaction for that anymore.
That was a nice, deep
sounded
one.
Like a dragon growl. I was like, fuck, what the hell? All right.
Willie Nelson's sister.
Got arrested.
Dead? Got arrested. No.
Damn.
Makes her first album.
Really?
American music icon Willie Nelson's sister has released her first album at the age of 76.
What's her name? Millie?
Bobby Nelson.
Bobby.
Pianist Bobby Nelson's
pianist. Oh.
Bobby Nelson's autobiography features mostly instrumental versions of songs she learned to play while growing up
on the pan flute.
Mm.
Well, didn't Neil Young's wife finally put a record out like this year?
Oh, who knows?
Yeah.
Did
she? And she just put out a record this year, too.
Go for her.
It's weird. Fucking people who've been like, and people just were like, yeah, I'm related to somebody who's famous. Yeah, I'll put a record out.
Related.
Seems like an odd age to finally make an album.
Oh, yeah. She's making her last stride.
Yeah, she'll probably die soon.
Yeah, she's probably got eternal cancer or some shit.
Eternal cancer.
Terminal, just I said, you fucking
doesn't end.
Fat, deaf, retard.
Because there's a D in that.
Where?
Retard.
So, there's a whole bunch of D's in retard.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there's like four.
What?
Zero.
Oh. Retard?
Yeah.
That's a real word.
Yeah, there's one.
Retarded.
Retarded.
Oh. Yeah. What was that thinking of?
Which retard. I just left a comment.
We used to call them tarts in school, so everybody eventually would say, what are you, retarded? Like retarted?
Yeah. Yeah.
Retarded.
All right, then I guess I'm retarded.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Speaking of retards, something I want to bring up.
Okay.
Has anyone heard about the new thing you're supposed to call retarded kids or people in general?
No.
Let's try to guess.
Remember when we talked about the kid who lived next door to the people? They put the sign in the yard that said, "Caution, retard in area."
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. That one. Okay. Remember what they were calling them for that?
Mentally handicapped.
No, you're not allowed to call them like.
Disabled? Mentally disabled?
You know, no, it was developmentally delayed.
Yeah.
That's what they called them.
Lauren's sister's boyfriends.
Okay.
I agree.
Same. Right? Pretty much the same thing.
The only thing you two agreed with all night.
The current one is kind of retarded, isn't it?
Physiologically and developmentally delayed.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Anyway.
So there's a new one now.
There's a new one. See, now, all right. I guess they figured... They have to come up with something fresh because eventually people will start abusing the phrase and it becomes insulting. Not like the retards can even
understand.
I can't
imagine that. Like, oh, developmentally delayed.
Yeah.
You're such a developmentally delayed.
You asshole.
Yeah.
You're developmentally delayed asshole.
You're such a delay.
Like a DevDel or something like that. Anyway.
I'm good. Anyway. The weight of the soda will hold it down. It's okay.
In any event.
I don't trust it around.
In any event.
Yes.
So you can't call them retarded. You can't call them retards.
Well, when was the last time you were allowed to call them retarded?
Well, 1956. Retarded was the acceptable term because that's what it is. They're slow.
It's just like shell shock.
They're not going to catch up. There's nothing they can do. They're always going to be... delayed. It's permanent. It's not just...
Carlin did that bit about shell shock, right? Remember that? And what do they call it now? What do they call shell shock?
Oh, post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yeah. Then in about 10 more years, they'll change it again.
Well, that's like...
They do that with every term. They want to make it softer and softer.
But not necessarily. This is just, like, gussying up a condition or whatever. But, okay, getting back to the point. Okay. The new phrase...
is...
Would we even be able to guess it?
Guess
it?
Guess. All right. Guess. You won't, but guess.
God, I don't know.
Developmentally.
No.
It's not Waterhead.
No. My sounds are
it's
on
not
my.
Brain.
My sounds are no, on my aim not. As I'm doing a live show.
Anyway, continue trying to figure it out, Vaughn.
It's not live.
Okay.
It'll be live to somebody. Shut up.
Obviously, this isn't going to work. Just tell us.
Just guess.
I'm drawing a blank.
I want to hear what you would think. Try to think seriously.
New York.
Proper terminology for...
It's not even proper terminology. It's just stupid.
A New York Post editorial reviewer?
Yes. Okay.
Is the word slow in it?
No.
Slow like pudding.
The word developmentally?
Nope.
Mentally...
Is it mental?
Nope.
No.
Terminally anywhere.
Curious?
Come on, just spit it out. Who cares?
Is handicap anywhere?
No.
Okay. Well, really?
Peter Pan? They just don't want to grow up. They're too shit themselves forever.
Michael Jackson. Remember when they changed handicap to handicapable?
Yes.
Wait.
Remember that? So they change it all the time. So what's the new phrase?
It's interesting that you bring that up because that's kind of close to what it is.
So developmentally capable?
Are they anti-capable?
Well, all right. See, now that would be That would be insulting, but accurate.
Yeah, anti-capable.
Okay, get this.
What?
Okay,
do
get
it.
This. Differently abled.
Oh, okay. I've heard that before, but
differently abled.
I've heard that for handicap too. I've heard that for mentally.
Let's try to let's dissect that. Differently.
Number one, you're calling them different. That's
what they are.
No, not even. You're calling their abilities different. Because you're saying they are
able to do something. They do it differently. Yeah. Or they can do different things.
Are they? Wait,
so basically they're saying their ability to do things is different than what we would normally do.
They can sort glass better than the rest of us. Things like that.
No, but what is this like? This is a multifaceted group.
This is
though.
Real.
Isn't just like
this is
isn't
real.
Like the. It isn't just like retards. Like it's like socially awkward people can be called that too.
Well, socially awkward
like
would be fine for that classification, but they probably don't use that anymore.
No, you're right.
A social retard, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh. That's
like,
weird.
Kind of like somebody who's sitting in the room with us.
Differently abled.
Differently abled. That means that they're like able to do something that other people, normal people, can't do.
Matt?
Like, I don't know, shit themselves in public. Or
have a tongue three times the size of someone else's.
Matt, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, Vaughn.
Why do you got to put down Lauren like that?
No.
Call her retarded. Whoop. That's not nice. Well, he said it.
He didn't call her retarded. He called her differently abled.
I'm just trying to defend you, honey. That's all, baby.
I really don't understand. I really don't.
What?
Like, what's the point? Why come up with something like that?
It's soft.
It infuriated me.
It's cool because it's like they're kind of like trying to integrate them like into society.
How can you
well,
do
no,
that?
No,
the thing
no,
is,
I'm
try,
just saying that's
the more the more they change it,
it's not cool.
The more they change it, it's a nicer way of sounding.
It's not even nice.
No, it is. It is. It's polite to people who have to deal with people like that all the time, like kids or people who work for people.
No,
like
first
that.
Of all, the people who have to deal with them all the time are either voluntarily or stuck with them for the rest of that person's life.
Yeah, but when you have to explain it to someone else who's not used to it, it's nicer to be
one,
able to say something soft
number
and
one,
sweet than saying, oh, my son's fucking handicapped.
Number
he's,
one.
He's handicapped. Handicapped's even offensive nowadays. You can't even say handicapped.
Well, but it's a real word, though. It has a real definition.
Yeah.
It's there. It's supposed to be used. But to call someone differently abled, to me, is absolutely asinine.
Well, it's true. They're differently abled from what we can do. They're not able. They don't have the abilities to do what we can do. What
you're saying, they
do.
Don't have the abilities, and ability is a derivative of the word able.
It's not saying that they don't have the abilities. It's saying that they have the abilities, but they just, like you said,
they can't.
Not that they can't.
No, they can't. It's not that they can't, it's that they can't.
It's not what they're saying, though. By saying differently abled, that's not that's not what the term's.
Yeah, they're able to, like.
But that doesn't actually encapsulate what they are.
Right.
Like, I mean, all right, it's not their fault or anything, but to create such a ridiculous euphemism for a condition.
Wait,
where did this come from?
This is like this is the new
I think
vogue.
This is
en vogue thing for.
I think this has been something that's been going. This terminology has been used for a couple years now.
They've been chucking this crap around for a while now.
But it changes every so many
years because eventually it becomes obsolete or it's not. It's first of all, it's inaccurate. I find it to be inaccurate,
especially when the politically correct craze started in the.
Well, that's the problem. They're trying to be politically correct, but they're being politically idiotic.
Like, yeah, Carlin did a whole bit about this a couple years ago where he talked about soft language.
Yeah, we know. that's common knowledge to anybody who listens to something like this.
I was going to go into something.
Oh, really?
No, I'm done. No, okay. Fuck you, Baldy. Okay. Fuck you. I'm starting to look like Hulk Hogan. You
wow.
Oh, my God.
Just fat.
Right. So what do you...
He's typing.
If you
you've lost him.
Were to have to come up with a nice term to describe retards.
Mad.
What would you use?
I mean,
like, amateur pro wrestler. That's what I'd use.
Okay.
Wow. No. Just, I mean, it's fine to use whatever as long as it's accurate, regardless of what people are going to turn it into, you know, and what, I don't know.
Handicapable, I was never able to do either. I never got that. I never got that anyway in wheelchairs.
But handicap, like a handicap is like, it literally means a disadvantage.
Yeah. But
it means an implied, inferred, it's there, it's not going to change, it's a handicap, it's a disadvantage. Okay, and I'm sure that the words are, you know, shortened
but
from
then when
a
they change
a derivative.
When they change the handicapable, It was you were unable to do one thing, but you're able to do still other things. It's just like this. You're not able to do the certain things that we can do, like all the certain things. Mm-hmm. Like they're either retarded or they're emotionally hindered, you know.
What I don't understand is why the word able is there, and what is the point of just saying they're like different.
I mean, there's no specific group though that they're targeting either. Like you know what I mean?
It's advanced.
It's that, everything's that under one umbrella.
That term is vast.
I think it specifically is like retarded, not like Down syndrome. You or
like
anything.
Mentally challenged.
Mentally challenged is like even that is like.
You can call old people who live in homes mentally able.
What?
Or what is it? What? Not
differently able.
Differently able. Because they are. They're not able to do the same things they were doing when they were younger mm-hmm. or even before they were put in a home.
Mm-hmm. So they're not. You're saying they're not able.
Well, they are. They're still
they're
able.
They're inable.
But they're still. Shut up. But they're still able to do certain things. They're not able to do all the things that
not
they
really.
Were able to do.
Different
Most
things.
People that are in nursing homes have like dementia and yeah. all that.
They but they're still able to walk and
barely.
Take shits
barely.
And piss.
Barely.
And
my great grandmother couldn't.
And eat pudding and fucking.
My great grandmother needed help doing everything.
And yell at the papers and the young people in the yard. They're right. still able to do that kind of shit.
Okay, mentally challenged, when you think about it, is like, how do you put it?
This when did people
They're implying that there's like some kind of a hurdle that they can overcome, but there isn't. There's nothing you can do.
When did we become CBS
Seriously,
Sunday morning?
Think about it. Like, developmentally delayed, that doesn't mean like one day they're going to catch up or gradually they're going to catch up. They're permanently... Permanently going to be behind.
I'm not kidding. Did we change the channel and become C-SPAN all of a sudden with this fucking bullshit? This is so stupid. Why are we talking about this?
It's very interesting, actually.
Yeah, it's great.
It's
a fucking comedy show.
I think you're taking it as a personal
insult.
Are you looking this up there?
Listen to me. This is supposed to be kind of a comedy show. It kind of misses most of the time, but every once in a while we get some hits of the park. This is now turning into NPR where we're talking about handy capable and shit like that.
What are you talking about, Vaughn?
It's so stupid. It's like, when did we hinder on from going... From doing an hour and a half of, like, you're just bullshitting about stuff mm-hmm. to, like, talking about, like, all the fact that this is not... This sounds so stupid. Oh, I have a brain
inaccurate.
And I'm such a nerd. Blah, 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 blah.
Because it's inaccurate.
Who cares?
All right.
Don't use it, then. What can I say?
I'm not going to
then
use
don't
it.
Don't use it.
Number one. And I'm also just not going to have a random conversation with somebody about their retarded kid. I'm not going to walk up to
someone
and be like, oh, so how's your... developmentally delayed son doing.
No, I'm not gonna do it.
I'm gonna say, how is your son doing?
Why is he throwing?
Why do you have to like throw that in? Like, well, I'm not gonna say like, oh, I have to watch my half sister.
How's old Tardo?
Yeah.
Why is he throwing pudding cups at the dog?
Pudding cups.
Double fisting Oreo cookies.
See.
But
I've no said.
But if she calls, pick up.
Pick up.
Can we give her Star Wars trivia?
No one's listening.
Awesome. Pick up.
And no one's listening.
Anyway.
She said she
no
did.
One's
was
listening.
It a, was it a cream?
That's what she said.
Was it a cream donut that she picked up and tried to call?
Wow.
Hello? This fucking Boston
we
cream doesn't want
to talk to her when she comes on.
Man, why not?
Vaughn, please don't.
All right, I'll be nice. I can be nice.
You can
wow.
be.
Wow.
No, I've seen
I
that.
Can be. Shut
yeah,
up.
I agree.
I mean, if I want to be, I'll be all over it, baby. Mm-hmm. Biting her head off.
Okay. Wow.
Who are you texting anyway?
Chris.
Oh, you finally
you
got in touch with him?
That's I am.
What was
going
it?
Live?
No, Texas.
What did he say?
We're fired.
Really?
No.
Did he not?
I just realize? He didn't hear from us, so he wasn't sure what was going on.
So we're gonna go live now?
No, I told him next Thursday.
Oh. We're gonna do.
So this way, we'll make posts and say. Fine. We haven't been on next Thursday, as long as it's okay with Lauren.
Yeah.
I told him Tuesdays will be
okay.
No good for now.
Fine. Okay. That's fine. One
is
day a week
right,
is
Lauren?
Good enough.
I'm sorry?
Is that all right?
Yeah.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm actually asking. If
yeah, I'm saying, yeah. That's
as long as we know that's what's going on. And
yeah.
And it's not just
it was hard because I didn't have, I couldn't communicate with anyone.
Right.
For like 2 weeks. Well, on the phone, yeah. I mean, him.
He doesn't have his phone number. The guy lives in Queens. It'd be a fucking long distance.
Anyway. I just looked up differently abled.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want to know what it means?
Yep. More
was
than
it,
I want to breathe right now.
What's it mean, Vaughn?
Handicapped or disabled. Like Matt with women.
So, wow. So anyway.
So the definition itself is insulting.
Okay, but think about
it's
this.
It's soft language.
Differently
changing it.
Abled. Differently abled means disabled, which is the opposite of abled.
But what's the origin?
Abled means disabled as long as it's different.
And that's what they were trying to move away from by...
Listen to me.
So essentially what they're saying now is they're really sort of the opposite of what everybody was always saying about them. Everybody meaning everyone who hates retards.
But the thing is, it says here in the origin that it was a term that was...
Oh, it's been around for a while.
It's a term
apparently.
That was coined in the 80s by the U.S. by the was a Decromatic community.
Yeah, the Decromatic, Yeah, how about
Democratic
national community? How about liberals? Liberals created this term.
Oh, I forgot.
I got
a Reaganite sitting next
to
me.
So people, a Reaganite.
Why don't we call Eric?
I got this oregano sitting next to me.
Why don't we have Eric call and talk about his ideal woman? Oh, wait. They never made her. She's dead.
What?
Nancy Reagan has been dead for years. Sorry.
Margaret Thatcher. Anyway.
You fat fuck, die. I was talking about you.
Okay, here we go. This term was coined by the U.S. Democratic National Committee.
Nancy Reagan is still alive.
Is she? I thought
she
died.
Yeah, she is alive.
Yeah. I'm thinking about that. Wait a minute. No.
Well, Margaret Thatcher's dead. But anyway.
Whatever.
In the early 1980s, as a more acceptable term than handicapped in the U.K., disabled.
That's fine.
All right, first
of all,
it's not more acceptable. It really isn't. It's more stupid. It's more. Can you turn Vaughn's mic off?
When did we become the O'Reilly factor? What the fuck?
Vaughn, you had your chance to talk about everything that you wanted to talk about.
First hour, yucks.
Like Bill O'Reilly is going to come on and hammer retards.
Second hour,
he's
Fox.
Really
going to
do
fuck?
That.
Come on,
Bill O'Reilly is really going to come on and hammer retards.
He does.
When?
Look at him.
With a hammer, literally. He does it.
Look at him.
I've seen him attack.
You've probably never watched a single episode.
No, because I'm not a fucking mongoloid. That's why I don't watch that bullshit.
A mongoloid.
Wow.
Calm down.
Come on, he's a fucking hard.
You were probably just upset.
Douche. You can't
take a joke. You were probably upset because he invited Michael Moore to come out and he completely destroyed everything that he
said. I don't care for Michael Moore. I don't really give two shits about Michael Moore.
I think you love him.
No, I don't.
But anyway,
I think he's a half-ass fucking documentarian.
Half-ass. He doesn't make documentaries. He makes lies.
They are fun to watch, though.
I forgot. Everything's got to be covered in fudge, what? You Republican cock knocker.
I'm not even Republican.
Stop fucking whitewalling things, you cock. God, die!
And anyway,
I'm done.
Okay.
Thank you, Otto.
What's the necessity? Vaughn, I'm not done talking about this. I wasn't done because you've been trying to interrupt me for the last 20 minutes. Turn his mic off.
No.
You guys have to learn how to get along. Yeah.
No, Vaughn has to learn that we can't just not talk about anything.
Matt has to learn that this is boring.
What? What's boring?
This is boring.
It's boring to you because you don't understand what we're talking about.
I don't need to.
Vaughn, we're talking about you here. This is important.
This is an intervention.
We have to. You have to know why we allow you to come over here, and it's because of terms like this.
Have Chris call, please. Tell Chris to call.
Chris, have Chris call
somebody.
I thought we were supposed to get a phone call.
We were, but
I thought the white
from the
whale.
Horizontally challenged.
I thought the white whale was supposed to call. What happened?
From the horizontally abled.
Everybody uses different terms. That's good, actually. That's very good. retarded.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, the guy who invented Benadryl died.
Really?
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say Ben and Jerry's.
No, they're still alive. Much. Oh that's shit! That would have been horrible. That would have been bad.
Been all over
my glasses.
All over her glasses.
Those are his.
Anyway. Whatever.
I don't need to know that.
Who else died this week that we were talking about?
Oh, Marcel.
Yeah, let's get back on that.
He's dead clown. Dead fucking mime.
Dead clown.
Well, I heard
Vaughn wants to fuck his dead body.
I heard somebody make a joke that it was a box that he doesn't want to get out of. They put him in a box that he doesn't want to get out of. It's awesome.
It's funny.
It's awesome. Was he differently abled? Oh, wait, he is. Because he's dead now.
So what did you think about him? Did you like him?
What, Marcel Marceau?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. He's
Do you
French.
Like mimes?
He's French. I don't
and
care.
Jewish.
I didn't care that he was I didn't mind that he was
double
Jewish.
Double whammy.
I didn't mind he's Jewish. If I minded he was Jewish, I wouldn't be talking to Derek.
Stop doing that.
Yeah. You got to really cut that out.
My headphones are...
Sorry. No, I just didn't like him when he was French.
He was a mime. Fuck that mime shit.
I think it'd be funny if they were carrying the casket and they just had a guy in the door like doing the whole pulling the rope.
Yeah, just like eight, like, how many mimes, like six or eight mime pallbearers.
Really, how many mimes are left in the world? Like,
it's way too many.
I mean,
if there is a single
seriously,
one.
Seriously, have you seen a mime in the last 5 years?
If there is a single one, yes. Well, technically, at Borgata, they had mimes. Those ones, the statue ones, they're technically mimes. They were there.
Times Square.
Times Square? I don't know.
I don't really pay attention to it. I didn't really. When he died, I was like, oh, that's.
They don't talk. I can't hear him. I don't know what they're saying.
Oh, what? Because I'm differently able to talk?
No, he was the one. He was in a silent film, the Mel Brooks film, right?
He's the only. He's the only person to speak in a
silent
film.
That wasn't
film.
A really. Yeah. That wasn't a really good one.
Silent film?
Do you like silent film?
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was one of the ones I was like, yeah. High Anxiety, I thought was good.
No.
High Anxiety, I thought was good.
Wow.
High Anxiety was alright.
Did you see that
they killed the guy by turning the radio up in the car? He's like, ah, there's blood coming out of his ears.
Did you see what they're doing? They're going to make a Spaceballs cartoon.
Oh, no. Why?
Because, I don't know. They're whole, doing a whole.
Mel Brooks doesn't have enough money?
Yeah. Well, they're going to.
They still advertise that fucking Producers as the new Mel Brooks musical.
Uh-uh. They're doing a new one. New musical. You know what movie it's being based
Young
on?
Young Frankenstein?
Uh-huh. What the
fuck? Young they Frankenstein. Say, it says on the commercial, the new Mel Brooks musical, well, The Producers.
It's a newest.
The new one.
Frankenstein hasn't been produced.
The new. Yeah, but it's not new.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's very old now.
It's very old now, yeah.
It's a couple years like, old.
Because they like this is like the 7th or 8th run, I think.
Pretty much.
But yeah, did you see the film version of that musical?
Pretty bad.
It was bad. It was shitty. And it's like, why? Why make a movie? Why make a movie of a bad musical of a great fucking Albert of a great Mel Brooks, Albert Brooks, great Mel Brooks movie?
What?
There's gonna be another term you're gonna talk about.
Lauren has a page up here right now.
Is it about differently abled people having sex?
Pretty close, actually. That kid doesn't look very differently abled.
No,
he looks pretty normal, actually.
Yeah, pretty.
It looks like a normal everyday.
I don't care.
Looks like his kid on a normal everyday tricycle, but it's
you pick it up and swing it around.
Throw it at someone.
Where you?
Or send me a link.
I made it.
So lazy.
What are you doing?
Like, I am it to me.
It's over.
It is.
Lauren.
All right, go ahead.
So
I can
Derek.
Type
yeah,
if you want.
What's going on?
Cleared it all with Chris?
Yeah, he's good.
He's good.
I know. That's what
he said. Someone got into the chat that shouldn't have.
Completely.
So he had to change the password.
Oh,
password is now.
Oh, someone hacked and got into the chat.
There
somehow.
You go.
I guess so.
Well, he's adding show. He's moving shows and adding shows left and right. You can understand why the chat.
He said he'll keep Tuesday nights open for us.
Yeah,
that's hot.
It is hot.
What are you
doing? Gonna show me what the hell we're looking at now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, can you send them the link, please?
Well, yeah, I'll send
please,
it. Sure.
Please send them the link. Please.
Did you copy it already?
Yeah, paste it.
I'll
that.
Do
why
it.
Why are we not in White I'll Castle right
I'll
now?
Fucking paste.
Why am I sleeping right
oh,
now?
Oh, we can leave okay. early too.
Okay.
Oh no!
What?
Yeah.
Is she fat?
Oh no! Toys R Us toy guide for differently abled kids.
Awesome.
With Maria Shriver.
Well, aren't your kids differently
a video?
Abled?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh, I hope there's sound.
I hope Arnold is in it.
Yeah, this
Hi,
is the toys.
And as a longtime advocate for children with disabilities, I'm really pleased to be partnering with Toys R Us with their toy guide for differently abled kids. The goal of this toy guide is to help parents navigate the world of toys so that they can get the right toy for their child.
Toy.
These toys will help kids develop, and I hope it will help them feel included.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
Wow.
Just an introduction.
It will help them feel included. It will give off the illusion, the ultimate, the delayed
well,
effect.
Well, they can't play with like glass bottles and plastic jugs.
I don't know
anymore.
Any regular kids who are going to be playing with them. But like, what is this stuff? Like, what is this
it looks
dog's
like normal,
face?
Oh, that's I don't know. It looks like a little
what
CB.
Is that?
Like, I mean, a CB. What is
they're
that?
Not
going
to be able to use that.
Those
they're differently
radios.
Abled.
What
they got a
this?
Giant picture of Maria Shriver's forehead.
They really do.
That's
oh, walkie-talkie. That looks.
They
like
don't have any
CB radio.
That's
like all the kids.
I don't
like
know
all,
why.
All the kid models are normal.
Normal. Except the kid that's with her, you can tell, has a little bit of...
They might be normal. You never know.
Has a little bit of the fetal alcohol syndrome thing going on.
This is an explanation.
Wow.
Oh,
like, you know.
Multisensory appeal. Oh, my God. Does this toy respond with lights, sounds, or movement?
Oh,
cool. Let's bring up the Sony Network Smart Capture camera here so I can watch Lauren and her sister dance.
I deleted that.
Why?
Why? We got to post this on YouTube.
She just sent that to me.
No.
You and your... Okay.
Yeah, so you can beat off to
them. All right. Basically, what it's saying here is, like, for kids, I guess maybe like closer to like 5 or 6 years old, are going to be playing with toys that you would give a very small child in a crib because they're behind a few years. They're not different. They're behind. They're slow. They're retarded.
What are you, different? What are you, fucking different?
What are you, fucking retarded?
What are you, fucking differently abled?
What are you, fucking differently abled?
Thank you. My Echo, ladies and gentlemen.
Echo the Dolph Vaughn.
Echo the Dolph Vaughn.
Nice. Wow.
Anyway.
Douche.
That was good. That's so good. Anyway. Yeah. Opportunities for success. Gotta love that one. Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Can play be open-ended with no definite right or wrong? What does that mean?
Click the circle.
Is it adaptable?
I guess that could be a circle.
Is it adaptable to the child's individual style, ability, and pace? Like, what the... this is just so stupid. It's a fucking waste of money. You give a retarded kid, like, styrofoam cups and hope it doesn't eat them.
Wow.
I
really hope when you have kids, they're all retarded.
There you go.
Yeah, me too.
Seriously.
What else do we got?
Me too.
Child's individual.
Oh, God. Individual abilities. Okay. Does the toy provide activities that reflected both developmental and chronological ages? So that means they have to play with a toy that looks like it's designed for a kid their age, but
anyone's going to know.
It's less than meets the eye. It really is.
Yeah.
They're playing with some dull...
So when they're like 27, they have like a bank book, but they're really like... It's like a coloring book.
It's really like a piggy bank. It looks like a bank book.
It's a checkbook, but they just drop little coloring book.
It's like it looks like a bank book. It's kind of thick, but they just kind of drop quarters into it.
Yeah. At like 9, they're already training to do their job, so they got a whole bunch of like
safety
empty carts around the house that they're just making them pick up and collect.
Okay. Safety and durability. Does the toy fit with the child's size and strength? Oh, my God.
Retard
strength. They can be very strong, which is actually interesting because that's something that is unique to them. Their strength is based upon their
strength,
level of retardation.
Mongo strength.
But, okay. And, oh, my God. Does it have moisture resistance? What does that mean exactly?
In case he decides to piss on it.
Can they fuck it?
Or leave it outside in the rain or play with it in the tub?
Or cream on it.
Oh, God. Or be a fat bitch wearing stripes.
Are the toy and its parts sized properly? Can it be washed and cleaned? Basically, it's just going out of the way to point out a bunch of, like, things that you would buy any normal toy for.
Yeah.
Except these all just have to be softer and have rounder edges.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's pretty much it. It's like, here's a pillow, don't suffocate yourself. I mean, they can kill themselves with anything. Is that what, like, are they that worried about, like, the image of the retarded child?
No, I think they're more worried that the kid's going to kill themselves with a normal toy, so they make them...
But they are pointing out an image thing here. Like, it has to make the kid look cool.
No, they're not doing it. They're not doing it. The reason why they have this... You're so retarded.
I'm not. I'm being
the reason
honest.
Why they have
I'm
this,
not,
this...
I'm not
this,
differently
this,
abled.
Shut up. The reason why they have all these points here is because they want the mother or the father, whoever's buying the shit, to realize that, you know, especially with the handicap, with the strength and all that. So they don't want... They don't want the kid breaking the thing.
The
kid,
because some
kids who are retarded have a tension to break things very easily.
Yes, we understand.
So they make things that are deliberately made so they're able to be pulled apart and just ripped to hell without actually breaking on them. So it's totally fine.
Titanium Tonka trucks. Anyway.
All right.
Potential for interaction. Okay. Will the child be an active participant during use? So what you're saying is you're going to buy...
Or is he just going to look at it?
Yeah, you're going to buy these retard toys for the other kids to play with.
No.
Will the toy encourage social engagement with others? Who wants to socialize with a retard?
No, well, what they mean, the two things there is...
I'm being honest.
The first one, well, no, when you're a fucking four or five-year-old and you see a 4 or 5-year-old handicapped child...
I don't know.
You're very inquisitive.
Even when you're that young, which is like, in a sense, like they're trying to avoid this. It's just not going to happen because it's part of human nature.
They don't want, like, most retarded children that we grew up around, mm-hmm. kids that are our age and went to high school with us. Remember mm-hmm. them?
They separated them.
They yeah. separated them.
Yeah, and what that's a smart what thing to do.
No,
it's difficult to handle all of them at once. I can.
But what they're trying to do is two things. Is one, make the child feel welcomed with other kids, and two, incorporate that child's defect and make sure that the other kids understand what's wrong with that child. That's why they make these certain toys. That's why they say there's the two reasons for that is the interactivity and the fact that the child's going to participate with the toy. That's what they're talking about. They want a child at a small age, maybe 3 or 4, mm-hmm. to be able to interact with his other with the children around him.
This little girl has like a data jack in her ear. What the fuck? She has this mechanical. She's like the Borg. What the
She had maybe she has hearing problems.
Oh, maybe.
I was. You know, maybe she was. Maybe she's.
I was
like,
trying to make a joke. More. Like, but anyway,
I'm just gonna bring.
Do you ever think that maybe she has a hearing
but
problem?
But that's the thing. It's like she's.
There's
like,
there's nothing. There's nothing developmentally delayed about the prices for this stuff, though.
Really?
Like a little plastic piece of shit. It's $14.99.
Nice.
What was that? You had a problem with a couple months ago.
What was that?
The gluten.
Yeah.
What? Remember how you had to buy that shit and what was it, twice the price?
Four or five times.
Well, you know what I mean. That's what it is with these toys. They fucking jack the prices up on them.
Here, want to look at it?
If you're mentally retarded, they're going to make you pay twice the price for a fucking plastic silly putty guy.
I'll tell you what I can hear.
It's the end of the show.
Yes!
This show will go down as one of the...
I got to go home to bed. I'm like dead.
No shit, really?
It's hot down here. I'm ready to
You look like
out.
You're about to fall asleep, and I think there's smoke coming off the fucking monitor.
Really?
I thought I saw something. What happened to your friend, Lauren?
She was supposed to call. She said she did call. She said no one was listening.
Dude, she really needs to get off the Krispy Kremes.
I would have gotten a missed call or something.
You sure? Check it.
I'm looking at it right now. There's nothing.
Oh. Does that hurt your asshole? Seriously. Seriously, do you have like...
That one hurt a little, yeah.
Eric, what the fuck? He called you... You already called you?
You did it too. You've done it.
Derek is differently abled in the sense that he has excellent sphincteral control.
Fucking tucks on your asshole. Okay, bye. Bye, you fuckers. Someone will hear this show at one point sometime in my life.
Hey, you! Get your damn hands off her!